They're three mates, Andrew, Colrain, Colin Dean and John X. They're part of a group called Croon. And these guys specialise in 30s and 40s music, the big band era. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you back in again. Of course, I've met a couple of you before at various times due
with
to various
hats
productions.
On. Yes.
That's right. And I was about to say, you must have been pretty quiet the last few months with COVID-19.
Yeah, our whole performing arts industry has been completely and utterly decimated, basically. Yeah. So we're just coming out of it. We did a Croon show in Burnie last Friday, which went great. And just before that, we picked up this gig at the St. John's Church on October 16th with our dancing girls and us. We can't fit our 18-piece big band in, unfortunately.
But so how many? Two people and a kazoo?
There's three of us and three dancers. There'll be six of us.
Awesome.
But the band is crammed into a great sound system. They're recorded live at Hobart's Theatre Royal. So it's the 18-piece Matthew Ives
Fantastic.
Big band recorded live. And they sound amazing. So, it's a great show. And it does cover all that 30s, 40s, Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bobby Darin stuff.
That's
and even
all right.
Some more,
before you know, you go, we'll get 30 seconds of something. I hope you've prepared something.
Sure. Well,
we need to ask, how do you do it now? How many people are you allowed to fit into where you're performing?
That is such a difficult question to answer.
Well, that's why I asked it.
Everyone's got a different interpretation of exactly what's required. John's dealing with the Theatre Royal at the moment, and they've got a certain interpretation. We've spoken to people who are dealing with the Princess Theatre in Lonnie. They've got a different interpretation again.
Wow.
So it's really confusing.
Maybe you need to just go outdoors and do it in a park, and then you could fit more people and pretend it's a footy match.
The venue we're doing the show on the 16th, I think it's 500 or something. But he's only allowed to have 188.
Yep.
So it's very precise even.
Okay.
So, yeah. But yeah, hopefully there'll be 188 people there.
All right.
During the pandemic, did you guys do any online gigs like a lot of people did?
We did record a version of Mac the Knife. We called it ISO Mac, where we recorded sort of from individual houses and then mixed it together into a video and put that onto our Facebook page.
Doing the Zoom side of things. We're all experts now, aren't we?
It was great. We featured our long beards. John and I removed ours. Andrew hasn't quite brought himself to do it yet.
Yeah, Andrew's looking a bit older than when I last chatted to him. It was only probably three or four years ago, I reckon.
And it's amazing. Having a slightly grey beard does add a few decades to your age. But also it opens doors. There are opportunities galore.
People give you seats on buses and things, don't they? Is that what happens?
No. I'm thinking, you know, we're getting along to December. What happens?
Santa, you've got a gig.
Number three Santa's helper at a certain
And here I am thinking
store.
You were talking about you get the girls after you because of the beard.
Oh, well, when you say girls...
They're mothers.
we are not ageist.
True.
Girls of all ages.
No. Yes. And our show does attract an older demographic.
Okay.
So if you've got parents that like that sort of stuff or grandparents, this is great to bring them along. But if you didn't grow up with this as your favourite music, you grew up with it because your parents and your grandparents played this stuff.
But let's face it.
Everyone knows the words.
Michael Bublé has made it popular anyway. I've got a few Michael Bublé CDs. Yes, I know, CD. I'm already showing my age anyway.
Michael Bublé, Harry Connick Jr., but also David Campbell recently did a tour, like a Dreamlovers tour, which is Bobby Darin stuff, and we do some Bobby Darin stuff as well. So,
have you got a 30 seconds of a song you could do for us, like right now, just to whet our appetite?
Without the aid of an 18-piece backing band,
we've got a kazoo. It's all right. We'll play the spoons.
Kazoo away. Give us a start.
Now, do you need us to sing as well?
Would you?
Sure. Can you? This is one of the numbers we do where people can join in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
With the show.
Okay. Here we go.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That is
Bells
so
will
good.
Ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the world at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Scusa me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Yay!
Awesome.
That was so good. And the good thing is, if you have a couple of tipples before or during, you can just go, hey, it's all part of being Dean Martin.
That's exactly right. Yes. We do have the glasses and the scotch in it. It looks like apple juice, but trust me, it's scotch.
Yeah, we do trust you. That goes with the beard, Andrew. Now, where can we check you out and how do we get tickets?
St. John's Church, Anglican Church up the road in St. John's Street, October 16th. It's a Friday, 7:30 show. Two acts, us and our Croonet dancers. Tickets at OzTix. If you go to OzTix and type in Croon, it'll pop up. It's Croon Live at the Church.
Lovely. Thank you guys for coming in. Andrew, Colin and John, good luck with it all and hopefully you'll be able to get bigger audiences very soon.
Thank you've been so great. Much.